teleconference is Maryland's Mike Lockley. The Terrapins are 0-5 in conference play and 2-7 overall. Maryland visits Michigan State on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, our team's excited about the opportunity to go play a ranked opponent in Michigan State up there in East Lansing. We know we've got our work cut out for us against a really strong team that's coming off of a tough loss. They're well coached in all three phases on the offensive side of the ball. Connor Cook makes them go, and we've got to do a really good job of trying to contain him within the pocket, as he does have some athletic ability outside. And then defensively, we feel we're going to face probably the best front seven that we've faced thus far. And, you know, our guys are excited about the opportunity of going on the road to play a great opponent, and we look forward to competing well on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Jeff Petrakis with Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, Mike, I was wondering if you could revisit the Wisconsin game just for a second. They were able to get some sacks on your quarterback, a couple off your left side and one up between the center and guard by doing some things. I'm just curious what you guys could have done schematically differently or better in those two cases where 48 came free off the edge and 47 came through between the guard and center.
Well, we could have executed our assignment. Both those sacks were running back missing his assignment. They lined up in a bear defense and ran the backer through, and our tailback free released on that when he had a protection responsibility. And then the other one, they brought two off the edge in what we call quick game, where the ball is catch, set, and throw. We held on to the ball a little longer than we needed to, but they wound up having two in a gap, which, you know, schematically that's not normal. And they wound up getting two guys on our tailback who was responsible for the C gap, and the ball didn't get off quick enough.
Okay, thank you. And a quick follow. I know number 58 for them, Schobert, had done a lot of things early in the year. I'm just curious how much you guys were concerned about him going into the game, him or number 47, Beagle.
I mean, they're a big boundary pressure team, so we were more concerned about the kid in the boundary 58. We set most of our protections to make sure we didn't have a running back on him based on the matchup situation. So, really good player. We tried to do what we could to not allow him to be a game wrecker.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Lox, I saw that Will ran three times for 56 yards. Is it just a matter of kind of finding the right plays and the right opportunities for him?
Yeah, you know, with his skill set, Teddy, we got to, you know, we do some things with him. And, you know, 2 weeks ago he was a little nicked up in the Iowa game, so we limited how much he did on the offensive side of the ball. But last week we felt he was fresh and healthy, and, you know, he's a guy that has a really good skill set with the ball in his hands. And, you know, we'll continue to try to design ways for him to touch the ball, but he also draws quite a bit of attention, so we've also got to make sure we do a good job of using him as a decoy or disguise on some of the play-action stuff, which, again, because of him drawing a lot of attention.
Good deal. Thanks, man.
Yep.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your team continues to rank among the top 5 in the nation in terms of sacking the other team's quarterback. You know, and Yannick has obviously been a very big part of that. But can you talk a little bit about what your team has been able to do, Yannick in particular, but to pressure the other team's quarterback and get so many, have so much success in terms of sacks?
Well, I think the big thing with Yannick is he's winning the one-on-one battles. What we've tried to do here the last 3 weeks is become a lot more aggressive in terms of how we blitz, and we're bringing a lot of man and zero pressures, which singles up our pass rushers. And obviously, you know, Yannick Ngakoue is a guy that, if he's singled up, has the skill set to win the one-on-one battle. And he's been able to do that here the last few weeks. And, you know, a lot of it, like I said, can be attributed to the man pressure stuff that we're doing to disrupt the timing of other teams' offenses.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.